Blog Talk Radio.
People
don't understand that life is precious, that life is good. I don't know. I guess it's been one of those weeks where it's just like, it's where you get your hopes up and you get let down. You get your hopes up and you get let down. You get your hopes up and you get let down. And I'm sick of the bullshit. I'm sick and tired of the bullshit. I'm sick and tired of people just being stupid, people just being dumb. I'm tired of not being able to buying into people's bullshit. Don't you ever get tired of doing that? Like, don't you ever get tired of just buying into people's bullshit and you're just like, fuck. Fuck my life. Fuck everything. Fuck everybody. I'm done. Throw in the towel. Get me the fuck out of here. You ever feel like that? You ever feel like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Where am I going? Where am I headed? I have opportunities to do shit, and unfortunately, I can't even do them. Because I'm constantly being told, no, 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 no. But, bitches, I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. And it's just been a rough week. It's just really, every week for me, I think it's just rough. I try not to let the depression win or the depression, the anxiety to take over. And laugh a lot at the stupidity and the bullshit I see every fucking day. But I realize that I need to get out there and do things. And, you know, it's not like I'm sitting at home with the curtains drawn and wrapped in my blanket, sitting in my bed, eating bonbons all fucking day and playing with myself. I actually get up and I'm actually an active member of society. And I open up about the anxiety, the depression. And I know what it's like to go through that stuff. And it's not easy. You try to surround yourself with people, but it's just not going to happen. You know, and you try and you try and you try, but people lie to you. People shit on you. People piss on you. And it is just to the point where you don't even know what to fucking do anymore. Like, you're just so over and done with it. And it's crazy. It is just fucking crazy. And people who you think are your friends, yeah, that's a fucking joke. They're not your friends. They don't give a shit about you. They don't give a fuck about you. But if you, if something was happening, they'd be the first one to say, oh my God, I miss him. Oh my God, he sucked my dick every day. What? But anyway, that's my thoughts on society and life. The shit, I haven't done shit in the last 7 days. Just been relaxing. Enjoying life. Enjoying what I have of this life. Living the dream of life. Laughing. I was reading an article today, just recently. What the fuck? Wow. Miracle heaves Sparks UConn past Cincinnati in 4 overtimes. Which that means next week is March Madness probably starting again. That bullshit. Manziel issues statement about being released by the Browns. Hours after being waived by the Cleveland Browns, Johnny Manziel got... Wow, that's crazy. We're going to have to go over these news headlines. Holy shit. Holy shit. I don't get it anymore. I just want to look something up, but I guess I'm not going to be able to. How are you this evening? They say the show must go on. All night on, the show goes on, the show goes on. I'm stuck a dick. Oh, with tears coming down my face. Let's see what I do last weekend. I got up and I cleaned. I forgot to introduce myself. I am your hostess with the mostest. I am Big Reach. Big Reach, because my personality is big. I'm contagious. It's a contagious big personality where I live a positive, happy, healthy life. I don't live the good, healthy lifestyle, but I try, and I live a very positive life and upbeat. And I'm just not letting anything, I'm not letting anything take over me anymore. I'm not letting, and I'm just living my life to the best of my abilities. And what I can do with it and run with that and live with that and deal with it. And it's not easy dealing with life and dealing with how, you know, easy and life is. And we're just trying to live our life and so anyways, I am Big Reach. The big is for the positive happiness, and my last name obviously is Reach, so that's why they call me Big Reach. Everybody's calling me that. Everywhere I go it's Big Reach, Big Reach, Big Reach, 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 Reach all day long. And I enjoy that. I like that. I like being able to drink Long Island iced tea all day. Thank you for all who listened to my show over the last 7 days. I've had, according to Blog Talk Radio, I've had about 40, 50 people in the last week listen to the show. Which I thank you so much for listening, whoever it is that listens to the show. We are grateful to have you. We're grateful that you listen. Well, the show is an Anything Goes show. You can follow me on Nassau, at Nassau74 on Twitter, facebook.com/talkingoutloudinclination, www.talkingoutloudinclination.org. That's TalkingInKed. NatinMouse, Mickey Mouse, .org. And that's the blog. The blog is fixed. Happy, happy, happy. Crappy, crappy, crappy. The blog is fixed. So I'm enjoying doing that. I'm enjoying living my life. I didn't do much Saturday, just went out and relaxed, cleaned, like I always do. I went out Saturday for Chick-fil-A, and was kind of just in one of those moods, and overwhelmed, to say the least, and Sunday, the usual. Got a ton of library books, a fucking ton. And then I started working on this paper for school, which I've been working on for the last 6 days. Hopefully tomorrow I can finish it, be done with it, turn it in, and hopefully they like it. If they don't, they can suck my cock, because I just don't give a shit no more. But that's life. It is life. I don't talk about, Yeah, so that's how you get a hold of me, donaldreed79@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to talk to you. Tell me what you think about the show. Tell me if it sucks or if you think it's great. And I really haven't done it. I haven't gone out, actually. I've been in this house. I get out and I do my walks every day. I have to go out and do a walk, at least an hour and a half, 2 hours every day. And then I had to listen to Douchebag talk about squirting everywhere. Like, I really want to fucking hear that shit, you nasty hoe. She a nasty, nasty hoe. And, I found out who your really friends are last week. And it's Skanks R Us. Skanks R Us was shopping at fucking on Danbury Drive last week. I really shouldn't be talking shit about people. But unfortunately, that's life. That's who I am. And it's crazy. It's really, really crazy. Boom. Don't you know? I'm actually working on a YouTube video, which I'm going to record tomorrow. And figure out how to add and edit it and try to upload it tomorrow and start doing YouTube videos, which I'm really excited about. I'm going to start using YouTube a lot more to start doing my thing to see what kind of response I get. I think if I start doing them tomorrow that I can actually build on it and do something cool. And I think it'd be pretty cool. But trying to get people's permission, all that bullshit, it's a pain in the ass. Let's see, Monday we didn't do Tuesday. I watched a lot of the elections, and everybody's getting all up in arms about this election coming up. And as I say, as I just burped nervous, I'm so sorry. How about Mob Wives ended this week? Street 16. Wow. That's crazy. A lot of stuff is sometimes I feel these shows, sometimes I don't. It's just like what am I doing? Where am I going? Why am I doing this? And then I just sit and read and just like overwhelmed with so much craziness that I get overwhelmed, and I know I'm not perfect, you know, and I'm just tired of people bullshitting me, and I'm tired of people fucking with me. For a party, and I'm like, "What do you want to come over?" I said, "Who wants to hang out with you?" Obviously, not me. I really don't. And I really can care less if you want to hang out with me. They get so mad because of, they get so mad because I don't want to hang around. But same old bullshit. I don't want to deal with it. You know, I just don't want to deal with it. It just depresses me and it makes me sad. And, you know, I get invited to this, oh, come to this party, hang out, blah, blah, blah. people over there because it's the same old drama. It's the same old drama with the same old people. And when you live in a healthy, positive life, you cut yourself out. And if that means I have no friends and it's just me all by myself doing my thing, fuck it. I'm going to do my thing. And I don't give a fuck what these motherfuckers say. I really don't. I don't care. I am who I say I am. I'm going to do me. I'm going to work hard. And I'm going to try. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all. So many people lie and bullshit. I'm just so tired of it. I'm so done with it. You know, I'm just so over it. And my friend just thrives off it. My friend literally thrives off it. And I got to make some decisions within these next. You know, have you ever been scared to make a decision? What decisions were you scared to make? Oh, fuck my life. Hold the fuck on. 22. What decisions are you scared to make? Have you ever been scared to make a decision? Like you just don't know what you're doing, where you're going, how you're going to get there. And that's what my week has been like, making lots of decisions that I don't want to make. Part of me wants to do them. Part of me doesn't want to do them. Part of me wants to move. Part of me doesn't want to move. Because last time I did this whole let's be a roommate thing fucking five years ago. Within the first month, I got screwed. And I was stuck shitting $900 out of my ass for a whole fucking year. Well, then I just ended up just staying there. I ended up staying there for fucking 4 years. And then I came over here because it's cheaper. But anyways, I got stuck over there for 4 years. And, the first year I was so angry and so pissed because here, oh, we're going to split everything, it's going to be great, and I ended up having to pay. And having to make the decisions. And it was not fun. You know, and I sometimes wonder why I'm friends with certain people. And that's decisions I have to make. You know, they're nice to your face, but they talk about you behind your back. You know, they ain't got nothing nice to say. They ain't going to say to your face. Hell no. They're going to say it right behind your back and stab you in the back. And they're a bunch of bitches. And I'm not dealing with that shit. Like, tomorrow morning, I have to get up early tomorrow morning and go get coffee creamer because I don't think I'm going to have enough coffee creamer. Nor am I going to have enough milk to get through this morning. Because I had a full gallon last Sunday. I had a full gallon. And then I had a half of a, or a quarter of, a, of the other one. So I went through a whole gallon of milk this week, almost. So, and I only used it in cereal, except for Sunday. I used it in my hamburger helper. I made hamburger helper, and I love hamburger helper. It's one of my favorite meals to do. And one of my favorite meals is to stick it in your ass. Yeah. But anyways, that's the show. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. It's just not like it used to be. You know, it's not like it used to be. And I wish it was, but it's not. I don't know how I can make it like it used to be. And it's scary. It's really, really scary. And I wish it could go back to the way it was. But I know it won't. I know it's not. And I know people listen to the show. And I know they talk shit about me. And I think that's what hurts too. Because I let them talk shit. How come Scranton is having their parade tomorrow, but Norfolk is having his next Saturday? That's retarded. You would think they would do it beforehand, the weekend before, but no. Norfolk's got to be different. Do theirs the weekend after. Let's see. I think they're dying at Chicago River tomorrow. Let's see. Yeah, see, Chicago's even doing theirs tomorrow, too. Everybody in the United States of America, but Norfolk, Virginia, is celebrating St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. But fucking Norfolk, Virginia's going to do theirs today, 2 days after. Just to make sure. March 19th, they're doing theirs the week after. So stupid. So dumb. So cheesy. Tarded ass motherfuckers. Need to get the fuck out of here. So yeah, so that's all I really did. Make hamburger helper, heat it up. Had rice. Drinks. I didn't make any cool shit. I haven't made cool shit in a while. Because I just don't feel it. I just don't have it in me anymore. And I'm just drained. And university is killing me. Old Dominion University is killing me. And I think that I have to make that decision too. You know, I have to make that decision here May the 2nd. Am I going to continue on? Am I going to continue on going to school? For another 2 years. I have a job lined up, but you know what? That's another thing, too. Getting my hopes up about jobs. I don't even get my hopes up because I know I can't get a job. And I'm just going to get let down time and time and time again. And I just don't understand it, nor do I get it. I just don't know why. You know, I'm so excited, so happy. And I get happy down, happy down, happy down, and it's just life. And that's just how it is. Let me see. Notifications. Let's see. Hold on a minute. Anyways, oh, here we go. Oops. Oh, bitch, I don't know if I just sent it or if I deleted it. Whoops. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's see. I have no idea. What the hell? Hold on a minute. Well, I don't know why I just brought that shit up. Oops. So, yeah. So, we're living the American dream, son. I'm fat. I'm ugly. And we're living. But no, anyways. I'm thankful for all you listen to the show and know that I know what you're going through and I know your struggles. And I'm with you. Feel free to email me. DonaldReach79@gmail.com. What? We'll get your emails on. Here it is. We'll get the party started here in a minute. DB trying to get some damn good friends. Just what I do. Then it pisses her off. Oy vey, I love it. I just told my friend on fucking Facebook, I'm like, what about me, ass face? You don't tag me and shit anymore, bitch. People on here bitching about a parade tomorrow. I should have went home for the St. Pat's parade. That would have been fun. I didn't go home. Anyways, so this first segment is going to be the daily headlines. The first 30 minutes were my week and my ramblings and getting it all out of my system. Wait, hold on. Before we get into this week's headlines, I'm losing my fucking mind. So, we're getting the daily headlines. Let me just check something. Okay. We're still good. We're getting into the daily headlines for this week of March. Let's see. What can we look at? The world's youngest self-made billionaires. A record 66 members of the 2016 Forbes Billionaires list are under the age of 40. Of those impressive 36 built their fortunes themselves, nearly three-quarters of them self-made billionaires got rich in the tech sector, with half of the tech fortunes coming from so-called unicorns, private startups valued by investors at $1 billion or more. Mark Sanchez has been traded to the Broncos. Bill Cosby's wife complains about outrageous deposition. Wilson and Sierra. Who the fuck is Wilson? Let's see. Where was I at here? Wilson and Sierra. Oh, they got engaged. Yippee skippy. Fuck him. Pussy motherfucker. New Jersey Transit deal with rail workers averting strike. How about this? Johnny Manziel, his football career is in the fucking toilet. That was a waste of fucking talent right there. He gone. Ain't nobody going to pick his dumb ass up. Because all he is he's a fucking... Yep. You had it all, bro. And you pissed that shit away. He did it 30 years ago, from the flowers to the music, to how long she's going to be laid out, to, you know, just being her. It was interesting that she had, you know, had the lilies of the valley out there, and she wanted everything done. She wanted the music played, her favorite song about the Republic, and it was Ronnie's song. I was reading an article about them in the Time Magazine. It's a great article in Time Magazine this week about where has the party gone to.
Every time the two get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song just looking at you. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go. Me of a Kanye West song.
Kanye West song.
Is it weird that I hear trumpets when you're turning me on?
Turning me on.
Is it weird that your bra remind me of a Katy Perry song? Every time the two get undressed, I hear symphonies in my head. I wrote this song just looking at you. Oh, oh, yeah, the drums, they swing low, and the trumpets, they go,
and they playing for you, girl.
Because I loved Drita Devanza. I think she's a great person. She is just a one of my favorite mob wife. And then Brittany Fogarty obviously is second, but her and Brittany Fogarty are just two really great people, and I really enjoyed them the most, and I really got a lot out of them the most in just how much the hell is that shit? Who the hell the hell are? What the fucking hold the hell? The devil, son of a bitch. The fuck is this asshole? Alright, well, I'm about to go ham on some motherfucker. Wait, you fuck face, you are a friend of mine. I don't know why you would take or do that shit. See, I can't stand people like that. You know what? Fuck him. I don't get people. So, getting back to my story, a lot of people are mad. Let them be. So now we're going to switch to a happier topic. We're talking about baseball. And her roommate, unbelievable. A lot of this shit is just unbelievable. Huh. Porn star Carrie files for divorce suit. Divorce due to lack of sex. Who in the hell is this Carrie? You know I love my porn stars. I'm a cocksucking motherfucker. Oh, Mary Carey. Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about her. I totally forgot about Mary Carey. Oh, my God. Yes, I remember she ran for governor of California when I was living in California. Holy shit. I haven't heard of her. I have forgot about her. That would have been funny if she ran for president of the United States. You know how many people would vote for her just because she's a porn star? I think you would see people, like, come out in record droves. After more than 6 years of holy wedded matrimony, porn star and former gubernatorial candidate Mary Carey filed for divorce last week from husband Mario Mong, all because she's not getting enough action under the covers. Really? I don't know, though. I think it would be hard for me. Hold on. This ain't working. The horny blonde babe, former celebrity rehab guest, claims that her electrician hubby wanted her to be a housewife and drop her porn name in favor of her given name, Mary Cook. The Triple X stars requesting spousal support, the Cadillac, the Corvette, and their apartment. Carrie is looking forward to newfound freedom, said she's ready to get out and have lots of sex. Yeah. Okay. She looks okay, but the tits are fake, though. The tits are fake. Mary Carey's tits are fake. And as in most all porn girls, some do have natural and the beautiful and spectacular, and some are just blah, 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 blah. I totally forgot about Mary Carey. Oh, my God. So interesting. But anyways, Mob Wives ended this week, so I'm really upset about that. That Mob Wives would have ended on a sad note. And, but anyways, the fight seems really great. It was a classic Greta versus Karen Gravano fight scene. I loved it. And then I wish Brittany Fogarty would have reached across that table and pop, 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 pop. Because that shit would have been funny. I'd love to see Brittany Fogarty fight. Because you watched, anybody who's watched My Wives over the last six seasons, they watched all their kids grow up. They've watched AJ, which is Renee Graziano's kid, grow up. They've watched Karen's daughter, Karina, grow up. They watched the DeVanzo's two kids grow up. They watched Carla Fesserlio's her kids grow up. They got a chance to meet Carla Fesserlio's husband, got on the show for a little while. And then, who else was there? It was just really entertaining to see all that stuff. And then that was pretty much it. And then they saved the best for last, which was Big Ange's Big Ange died. As you know, she died a couple of years ago, or actually, excuse me, a couple of weeks ago, and it was just really, really sad. Really, really sad that, you know, that she passed away. And it was really heartbreaking because she was such a positive influence for so many people. Over the years that she was on Mob Wives, plus everything on and off the camera she's done in the TV shows and everything else, and just a really great person all around. And, you know, you look at, she was on Dr. Oz 2 weeks ago, and then 2 days later she died. And of stage 4 lung and brain cancer. And it was really hard, and it is hard, you know, to see somebody like that just go, who I never even knew that she was that sick. And she's like, live life to the fullest, and she's all about herself and doing everything for herself, and you know, and being Big Ange, and it's really cool. And so it's just crazy. It really is crazy that we are, you know, and they saved her thing for the last, and then after they did hers, they did a tribute where they did, you know, they showed Rene Graziano and how AJ and everything he went through. They showed Carla and everything she went through, Drita and everything she went through, and Karen and everything she went through. And I remember when that show, the first episode of that show when it came out, I don't even know if I somewhere here in my, must be in my closet somewhere, the DVD, I have the DVD of the first season of Mob Wives, and how it was just so cool to watch because Karen came back from Arizona and started living back on Staten Island and getting things straight, and it was just really, really interesting to see. And I have to bring her back some wine. And it's amazing. It's amazing, my friend Jen. Oh, yes. I don't think my friend Jen is broken up with her fiancé, because they posted pictures on Facebook at some sort of something function that she went to, some real estate function she went to, and they're all happy, happy, happy. So I'm like, huh, that's odd. Maybe they saw my Facebook post and was like, well, you know, I think it's time we reconcile. But she doesn't have her status as engaged. I don't know what Bruce. Hold on, I always look this dude up all the time. Because it was he put it back on there. Because for a minute it was ticking down, it was just engaged. What? Let's see when this was. March 6th, they updated their... So maybe they patched things up. Because they just look so cute together. They are just this cute, adorable couple. They are just this cute, adorable couple. They must have patched things up. So they must have listened. I bet you they listened to this podcast. Even though I tell Jen she has big tits. But anyways. crazy. Crazy. So I'm really excited they're back together again. I just thought about that because I just saw her on Facebook. So I love her and her titties. Her titties are amazing. I'm just really excited about everything, and I'm excited about life and excited to live life to the fullest and to do what it is that I've been called to do and to relax and enjoy my future as a whatever it holds. It really is amazing. And to see Karen and all of them grow up and everything, just it was really interesting to see. And I think hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. And no, hell no. Hold on a minute. Yeah, son of a bitch. Unfucking believable. Unfucking believable. But anyways, that's life, and I think that we as we get to laugh a lot. You know, I think we get to laugh and we get to enjoy life and we get to go out and have fun. We get to not have to worry about things. And it was a lot of fun watching that. And then watching the tribute to Big Ange, the right after Mob Wives, it was really touching. And to see how many people's lives she touched, from the people at Jersey Shore, Snooki and Jay Wow and Snooki and all the players over there at Karma on the Jersey Shore, to the people at Chicago Inc., to the Drunken Monkey. And it's just really sad. It really is sad to see Big Ange die like that, to be so such a wonderful person, a role model for so many people, and just how she just loved life, and you know, she loved her family and life, and just was just a party person and just a really great person. And she always was like the godmother, like the godmother of the group, and always brought them together and just made peace, and everybody make peace and sit down and make peace, and everything's gonna be just fine. And it was, you know, but now with Big Ange gone, it's like, it's crazy. It is just absolutely crazy. I don't know why that's on file. But anyways, I think the show is doing great. We're on episode number 9. It is a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun with this. I am going to go on vacation here for the next 2 weeks or so. I should be back around March 31st, April 1st, April 2nd, because my birthday is on April 1st would be a Friday. Yeah, so Friday, April 1st, we're going to come back with the show. We're going to go on a little vacation. I'm taking a break from Blog Talk and trying to figure out how I'm going to pay for it and trying to figure those things out. I got schoolwork I got to get done. I have to do a lot of work and stuff, and we only have 21 days left to get this shit together. And so we'll see. NASCAR is doing great. Sunday was, I don't even know who. Oh, yes, Brad Keselowski won on Sunday at Las Vegas. So that was pretty cool. They had a really huge dust storm, rainstorm come through, so I was able to actually watch the whole race because it was on a differential time. And then now they're doing some stupid thing that they do. I hate NASCAR. Like I'd love to sit down and watch it, but I am an old school NASCAR guy with the old school rules and old school, and it's just. NASCAR has pulled the plug on so much cool shit. It's just like, you know. And, So, yeah, but just, it's just crazy. You know, and I think a lot of people, as we get ready for these next 2 weeks before Easter starts, and everybody with the pictures, and I want to see an Easter Bunny, son of a bitch, asshole, crackhead, motherfucker, wah, wah, wah. I think the show is doing great. I really do. A lot of people just listen to, like, the first 5 seconds of the show. And they don't listen to the whole thing. But hey, you know, I don't really give a shit. It doesn't matter to me. You know, I'm not about numbers. I can care less. I'm doing these shows because I love them. It's Friday night. I have nowhere else to be, nothing else to do. And I enjoy doing these shows for you who listen to them. I'd like to give a couple shout-outs to my friends up in Jersey. My friends rocking out in Massachusetts. Vermont, New Hampshire. New York, Pennsylvania. To my friends in Lackawanna County, northeastern and central Pennsylvania. To my friends listening all over the United States and all over the world. You ain't going to advance, kids. You might as well call your career in the toilet. You might as well put your career in the toilet. Fucking crazy ass motherfucker. I don't think he's going to make it. I hope he doesn't. I mean, I wish everybody the best of luck on the chief exam, because chief exam for the Navy, the board results came out, and the people were like, oh, yeah, I got my chicken. No shit, bitch, you're like the most smartest motherfucker ever. But when they look at your package sucks, because you haven't done shit. You haven't done shit. Then you were the fucking DCPO for the whole time, the 2.5 years you were on fucking USS Nassau. Then you went to fucking shore duty, and you didn't do shit on shore duty. And they look at your whole record. They look at least 10 years. So, and the thing about this other cat, he don't even have 10 years worth of shit. He's like 8. Years of shit. And it's unfucking believable. I don't even get excited. Unbelievable. SSDD. How dumb is that? That's dumb shit. Dumb motherfucking people. But yeah, so that's, so these, all these people on Facebook are going, oh my god, I got my shit, I got my shit. I'm gonna, you ain't gonna go anywhere, bitch. They gonna look. They take like 1 year when my, he's a warrant officer 4 right now, but 6 years ago, holy shit, in August of 2010, when my friend made it, they had like 300 or 400 submissions for chief of this certain rate, and out of that, say 300, they only took 70 out of, they only picked the top 70 people, and my friend was number 68 out of 70. And it's all because of the people he knew and people he blew. And now he's a warrant officer. That's funny, all about who you know and who you blow. I'm a poet and I don't even fucking know it. Do I fucking care? Nope. But it's fun. Going to the gym. All damn day. Going to the gym. All damn day. Oh yeah. Like, I don't even go to the gym anymore. I just fucking gave up on going to the gym. Like, every year, even though I've been out the Navy for almost some people you just look at and you just like, you just sit there shaking your head going, the fuck? Because it's all you can do is just laugh your ass off at some of these motherfucking people. Ridiculous. Everybody talking about the everybody's going to be celebrating St. Patrick's Day tomorrow around the United States of America, but only in Norfolk, Virginia do we wait to the day, to wait 2 days after the holiday passes, and then we do our shit. I mean, how dumb is that? You know what? I might even celebrate it next week, because guess what? The bullshit crew wants me to get together, and I told them to go fuck themselves, because I'm not doing it. I called my friend one time, like, Bay, what are you doing? She goes, you call me Bay Bay, I will call you, I will punch you in the Fei Fei. Hold on a minute. It's ridiculous. That's why when they call me to come over tomorrow. No, because, see, that's the thing, I don't surround myself with drama anymore. I don't surround myself with bullshitters, with drama, and with crap. And they know that. And because it happened last October, I was supposed to go to a party back in October of last year. And I said, no, I'm not going. And they got really pissed off and mad. They're like, well, why the fuck you ain't going? Who the fuck cares? Where you need fucking going? No. Because it's my friend DB, who is a piece of shit. And her friend JP, who is another piece of shit. And then the Texas Tornado. HK, who is a bitch, not a nice person. And it's just unfucking believable. What the son of a hell and bitch and fucking hold the fuck on. This heifer. Hold the minute, hold the hell on. I'm fucking believable. Unbelievable. I just don't understand why people lie and people bullshit. And I cut that crap out. And my friends are like, why don't you come over and hang out? You didn't participate in the bull. You didn't participate with our friends anymore. I said, because you dumb bitch. They're your friends. They're your drama and they're your problem. Okay? And I said, I'm not dealing with it. I'm sick and fucking tired of dealing with it. I'm sick and tired of listening to them bitch and moan and bitch and moan and bitch and moan. For fuck's sake. Like tomorrow afternoon, or no, tomorrow around like 6, I call my one friend, and if they don't answer, I'm going to throw a crying fit. Like I'm literally going to throw a fucking crying fit tomorrow. You're going to see me cry tomorrow. You're going to see me crying. Because I'll call and throw a cry, I'll throw a crying fit so good, they won't know what the fuck happened. Because I'm not dealing with it no more. And I'm not going to sit here and be played for a fucking fool. Don't sit there and say, oh, yeah, we're going to hang outside. We're going to hang outside. And then Saturday comes, you're like, you just fucking fall off the face of the earth? No, player, it don't work like that. You made the plans. You're going to meet me up, and that's it. But yeah, I don't hang around this group anymore because they're just a bunch of two-faced, two-timing, backstabbing liars. And I've decided not to associate myself with that shit. And my friends are all pissed off and mad. Why don't you come hang out? You need to come hang out and participate. I don't need to do shit. I said, because ever since that dumb, stinky, stinky hoe came into town, she's been nothing but trouble and a pain in your ass. And I said, until you open up your fucking eyes, put your head on your fucking ass and see what I see, bitch. I don't want none of that shit. I want none of that shit. And it's bullshit. It's what it is. Hold on a minute. So it's just fucking ridiculous that, and I cut all that crap out. My friends all pissed off and mad at me. I mean, if you were dating somebody, wouldn't you give them the fucking common courtesy to be like, look, I'm not interested. You know, you're a very nice person. Thank you very much. But you fall off the fucking face of the earth and you don't even text me or nothing. I mean, what the fuck have I done to you? I haven't done shit to you. This is just dumb. Trump protesters are realizing there are no consequences to protesting anymore. Blood on down hands. Mayhem rocks Trump rally in St. Louis and canceled event in Chicago. That's stupid. She's a fucking hoot. I'm surprised she has her. So this lady puts, I've been in politics now. I've been targeted, harassed, cyberstalk, called every terrible name by different sectors for years. But if I like bumper stickers feel quite safe putting anti-Obama in my car. I cannot say the same about anti-Trump. I feel I would possibly be putting my children in danger. Between the Trump and the other candidate, on both sides of the aisle, I've never encountered such hateful people before, and all of them are like that. Of course not, because there is not enough that should cause the good people to pause, and I worry that does. It's scary out there. It is scary out there. And my uncle I'm just going through a lot of stuff right now, and I just have a lot on my mind, and that's just how I roll. And it has been a great couple of weeks. I know I'm taking a break from this because I'm going through a lot right now. Through depression, my anxieties, and I just have so much going on that I can't continue on with these shows anymore. I'm going to take 2 weeks off to see where I'm at, and then I'm going to rebuild over these next 2 weeks and hopefully have the money to do it. And then I have to decide if I'm going to be what I'm going to do with myself. And and I have a lot of other decisions to make. Damn you. And that's life. I think that we need to wouldn't you have the common courtesy to tell somebody that you're not interested and stop leading them on? So, I'm taking a break from doing podcasting for 2 weeks. April 1st, we'll be back on the show again. And I'm hoping to recruit people. I'm hoping to get different microphones. And I hope to do a whole bunch of crazy cool stuff. Well, we shall see what happens. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for this food. Amen. We are getting ready to call the show here in about 15 minutes. So if you still want to get in on anything we've talked about tonight, if you have an opinion about Donald Trump, or if you want to share with your, or if you want to tell your friends, talk to your friends about what we're talking about tonight, Donald Trump. Hoorah. You know, I'm not a supporter of Donald Trump. Ooh, as you can tell, I'm burping. But I have just what? Now my love. Boom, 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 boom. Now that it's over. Meow, meow, meow. That's just dumb. Yeah, I lost that one too. It's life. Oopsie. I don't give a shit anymore. So, where are we at talking about? So I'm hoping these next 2 weeks I can figure things out. I can figure out what I'm doing, where I'm going, how I'm going to get there, why I'm doing it. I just have a lot going on. And I just decided to disassociate yourself with bullshit and drama. That's what I've done. I don't associate myself with people who haven't grown the fuck up, who are married and sleep around on their husbands. They cheat on their husbands. And then they become best friends. Like, for example, a certain somebody I know is madly in love with somebody else. Now, granted, she's married, almost married for 10 years, and she's madly in love with somebody else. So the guy that she's madly in love with, she's BFFs with his wife. What she does is she cons dumb douchebag into basically becoming her friend, thinking that if they become friends and he becomes her roommate, guess what? She can go over there and it's a fresh piece of ass for her and everything's going to be just, she's still living in 2006. And she made them sell that house and move back. Oh my God, it was just a huge, horrible mess. And I don't even get myself involved. And when they call me and they say, "Where are you coming out?" I'm not hanging out with you bitches anymore. I'm done with you shithead. As far as I'm concerned, you can suck my dick. You know? But tomorrow I'm getting ready to do YouTube videos. I'm going on a YouTube video thing where I'm going to start making videos. But see, the thing is, I hate my face. What the fuck is this? A lot of people say, not to rule, but white guys only. I just love, you don't look the same. When you have pictures in your thing, and one picture is one thing, and you scroll through, you don't even look like that person in the first picture. You gotta be fucked up. 5'2", so she's a whole foot shorter than I am. You wonder. What now, my love? Na da 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 da. You're a bullshitter. My friend's like, "How come they're celebrating tomorrow?" You know? It's ridiculous. Everyone is celebrating tomorrow. Tomorrow, if you're in Chicago, go down and watch them dye the river green. It's the most cool thing. They are dying the river green tomorrow. These Friday nights have been fun with everybody listening to the show. Thank you for listening. It's awesome. Don't you hate smoking cigarettes? And then you go out and you have a cigarette and you come back and the TV commercial is on and it's like, just try to talk like this, like you feel horrible because you're smoking a cigarette. And boom, 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 boom. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So with 7 minutes left, thank you for these last 9 weeks. They've been amazing and wonderful. I'm not going to be doing this for 2 weeks. I'm taking a break. I need a break and figure things out and try to change up some things. Also, it costs money to do these shows, which I'm just a broke-ass college kid. Crazy. So thank you for listening. Crazy. Unbelievable. But thank you for listening to these shows. Y'all have been wonderful. And this is the end, and I'll be back in 2 weeks.